from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Point. I don't know.
Well, I would say that for Niner fans, like, and again, it's not the end of the world. I know it's only August 7th, and that's what people said about Bosa last year when he was holding out. It's only August 23rd. You know, he'll come in ready to go. But these are bad omens. Whether you believe in omens or not, I do. All right. I read into signs. I know a lot of people scoff at that. They think I'm being superstitious and weird. But like, CMC hurt. Trent's holding out. You know, Ayuk feels like he's on his way out the door. The two young guys, it feels like they've been dinged up and already. And it's just a lot. And all I wanted to do was go back and just be ready to roll and have a quiet training camp with no drama, because we finally know who our quarterback is. And we've got a new DC that everybody likes because he was hired from within. I thought it was going to be kumbaya. And here we are with 7 or 8 different stories on the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, CMC, Ricky Pearsall hurt again. Like, who's replacing Dre Greenlaw? There's just a lot.
When did you start your radio career?
I don't know, 2018.
So basically in the midst of the Warriors dynasty, right?
Yeah.
This was every day with the Warriors dynasty. After the first championship, from that point on, there were 7 to 8 storylines every single day.
Yeah, but you said the D word, right?
The dynasty. Yeah, they were. But they've been close to winning a Super Bowl. I mean,
no doubt.
They've been close. Like, they've been on the doorstep. But there were storylines every day. Like, it's with good teams. We just saw with the Last Dance doc. There's always going to be some drama. They had Michael Jordan, for crying out loud, the greatest player to ever live. In my opinion.
Yeah. But football's different than basketball. Like, if you have the best players in the league,
there's drama.
You'll be there at the end. In football, like, we see it every single year.
The A's in the 70s.
The team that loses in the Super Bowl, they have a drop-off.
But the A's in the 70s were fighting each other left and right. They won 3 straight World Series.
I'll tell you, that was 50 years ago.
I don't care if it was 100 years ago. The point is, there was drama with the team. It's always drama with teams. The 86 Mets were coked out of their minds fighting each other in a dugout. They end up winning a World Series. All right? Team, it happens in pro sports. Drama's always going to happen. This is like, are we new to this? We think it's just going to be like, hey, it's going to be Friday Night Lights or something. We're all going to hold hands and be together. No, even they had drama.
You don't think this was somewhat avoidable on both parties, on Ayuk and the Niners? Had they just found a way to, like, come to an agreement either earlier in the timeline, or if they knew that they were never going to be able to come up to his asking price, and maybe that asking price was a moving target. I don't know. But, like, there were multiple points where this could have been different. And it feels like now that we're here, it's causing a lot of tension for the fan base.
Well, Ayuk said it, man. He thought they were at the goal line a couple times. I don't know what happened. But here we are now. Now, back at the NFC Championship game, Shanahan brought up Brandon Ayuk for the people that, you know, because I do want to ask you a question, because now that McCaffrey said this yesterday,
that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
So McCaffrey, former teammate, wants the best for him. So let's just move forward like we did yesterday without Brandon Ayuk, because it sounds like he's on the way out. Mike Tomlin's being giddy. He's saying that, hey, man, it's still early on the West Side, so the phone hasn't rung yet. It's still early on the West Side. Well, 7:45 now. Let's see if the phone is ringing in Pittsburgh from John Lynch and Parag Marate. So if we do move on without Brandon Ayuk, we do move on without him, how good is this team? Can they still replicate some of the success they had over the last 7 to 8 years, especially over the last 5? Well, Shanahan on Ayuk about unlocking the NFC Championship game. Spadoni just put this on the board. I'm going to play it.
We thought if we could get it going and make it a game on both sides, it would be a matter of time before we could score some points. But the way their offense was going, their defense was doing a couple things to get us off the field. But once BA made that play, it kind of unlocked it with such an explosive and kind of unlocked the whole team, because right after getting that turnover that I believe Gip forced, that was huge. And right after that, you could feel the whole momentum with our players on our sideline in the stadium kind of flip, and you felt it was on after that.
So that was Shanahan on the IU catch, and look, it did unlock the offense. It went crazy.
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it because Gibson's not in the league anymore. He had this crazy resurgence out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden gets popped for roids.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But in the NFL, no one cares.
Nobody cares. I mean, you could just look in the locker room. They look at some of the supplements.
Maybe.
I mean,
but everybody asked all points. That. She's like, wow, Gibson was on the street and he was having a monster year.
Steroids.
Gibson. Period. Suspended for the first 8 games of the year. Or whatever,
You see some of the veins that are popping out of these dudes' necks and arms or whatnot? You don't think they're doing a little something to recover? See, NFL. All the physical, the violence, every single Sunday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday.
Do they really?
I mean, come on. I guess that's another question. Does anybody care if these players take steroids?
No one does. Unless it's for the home run, record books. And your name is Bob Costas.
Oh, man. 888-957-9570 is the number. I get everybody's exhausted with Brandon Ayuk in this situation. But it sounds like, and here's the latest. Let's just do a little reset on everything that's happening. Matt Maiocco last night. As Matt Maiocco, he's been tapped in. He's one of our, you can count on Matt Maiocco. He's a credible source.
Very reliable.
Yep. NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the Niners a long time. Adam Schefter, 12 hours ago, said sources, after inquiring about Brandon Ayuk's availability, the Patriots have decided to explore any further trade possibilities with the Niners. Regarding their standout wide receiver, Patriots are excited about their young receivers and want to focus on them. Well, that's because Brandon Ayuk basically said, according to Matt Maiocco, they had an agreement in place with the Niners and a large offer to Ayuk on the table, but he did not show interest in going there. That's from Matt Maiocco. Then later on, 8 hours ago, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, the fact that the Steelers are back in talks with the Niners towards a possible Brandon Ayuk trade shows all sides have a willingness to get something done. The negotiations and conversations continue.
You know, I think the thing that's hard to swallow for a lot of Niner fans is that I was prepared for the quote unquote teardown of the roster when the Purdy deal starts to kick in and you start actually having to have the Bosa deal hit your books and things like that. And we all understood that. I was thinking in my head, how important is CeeDee Lamb because Dak makes so much money? Right, he's their lone weapon, and it makes him even more important in that offense. They don't really have a running game. The tight end, to a lesser degree, but they've surrendered all of these other players and all these other financial positions so that they could pay the quarterback. And I was prepared for that next year, or maybe the year after that, but not now. You know what I mean? Well, and it's just hard that it's hitting us in the face now.
Kawakami yesterday. Do the Niners have the money to pay Brandon Ayuk?
They do have the money. Now, I understand, they've got the Purdy money coming down the back end, but it's not salary cap money. That's just guaranteed money. This is guaranteed money that Jed York probably does not want to pay. You know what? Okay, that's his decision. I get it. But then you're judged by the roster you end up with. If they end up without Brandon Ayuk, it's been a miscalculation. They've just miscalculated and misplayed this to get it in this position. This is not what good teams do. Look at the Detroit Lions. They've re-signed everybody.
Yep.
They've figured out a way. That's the team that the 49ers are likely going to run into in the NFC Championship game.
So there's a key point there, a key thing that he said, Tim Kawakami. And I'll play it one more time for everybody out there, and then I'll let you guys know what the key point is. We can pick this up on the other side. But Kawakami, again, they have the money to pay Ayuk now. Now, how?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They do have the money, and I understand. You know, you got the Purdy money coming down the back end, but it's not salary cap money. That's just guaranteed money. This is guaranteed money that Jed York probably does not want to pay. You know what? Okay, that's his decision. I get it. But then you're judged by the roster you end up with. If they end up without it, Brandon Ayuk, it's been a miscalculation. They've just miscalculated and misplayed this to get it in this position. This is not what good teams do. Look at the Detroit Lions. They've re-signed everybody.
Yep.
They've figured out a way. That's a team that the 49ers are likely going to run into in the NFC Championship game.
I would use the Eagles as a good example. They get out ahead of it, and they re-sign their guys. They re-sign their linemen. They re-sign their wide receivers, and they make trades. They make shrewd trades. They got ahead of it with Jalen. They gave Jalen Hurts his money. But the Lions is one situation. They got a lot of guys they haven't paid yet, but they did re-up on Goff and Decker and, of course, Amara St. Brown, Penei Sewell as well. But he said that Jed York does have the money. He just doesn't want to pay. Now, I could go take it two sides. I could understand it from both sides. One, the fan in me says, man, Jed York, won't you pony up? But then also I look at what Jed York has done over the last 7 years and said, you know what? He has ponied up. He ponied up with Bosa, Warner, Greenlaw. Who else? Trent, Juszczyk, McCaffrey, Kittle.
They're paying the highest or close at the time. They've set six or seven different positions.
Right.
When they signed, upon signing, was the highest contract at that position.
So I can't get on Jed York.
On the current roster.
I can't call Jed York broke and get on him because he has ponied up.
Yeah.
He just hasn't ponied up in his situation because it feels like the Bosa deal, they really don't like the way that went down. Well, and so they told themselves, if it happens again, we're not going to go that route. That's unfortunate.
I don't know. Because there's also the equation of, and I get where TK's coming at with, like, you can pay him now, but those do have ramifications in the future, right? Like, yes, you could pay the guy now, but I don't know what their thought process is. It like, yes, we could pay Ayuk and we can keep Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle together for two seasons, but not three, not four, or we have to get rid of one or both, or like, I just don't know. But I'll look at this one. Like, we're going to count all this money and look at this and look at paying Armstead the dead money this year from the contract of way back when and paying Javon Hargrave the free agent money. To me, like, those are the two big missteps, which I think is the hardest pill to swallow. It's not the Ayuk deal. I think it's those ones. Like, you're paying $40 million essentially this year of cash for two guys, and one's on the roster and and the other guy is playing in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does
suck. In a passing league where they weren't really, like, quote unquote pass rushing types. Like, that sucks.
Let's go to Doug and Berkeley real quick. Doug and Berkeley before we hit the injury report. What's up, Doug?
Hey, thanks. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You stole my thunder.
you know, you just stole my thunder. Everything that Shafi just said is pertinent, and they paid Bosa too much. They paid Bosa too much. Even if he had a breakout all-star season, you could say they paid him too much. They don't want to get burned again. And quite frankly, the purse, you know, it can't take it. I don't care what Kawakami said, that they have the money. If you get burned once, you don't want to spend the money, even if you have it. I'm not sure they have it. So you guys hit the nail right on the head just recently. That's where I'm coming from. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, and here's where I'm frustrated. Had they made that assessment earlier in the offseason, then they would have been able to do something to help them out for this year.
No
and
doubt.
That's the part where I think everyone gets frustrated. All right, if that's case, if we buy it at face value that you got burned and you don't want to get burned again, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, then why didn't you make that assessment in April? And okay, yeah, you're getting pennies on the dollar on Ayuk, but you didn't want him anyway. But at least I could draft something or utilize some player earlier in the equation. In August, whatever draft pick you get is not helping you for week one against the Jets.
Well, you know what's funny too? Pretty Ricky, our boy Pretty Ricky, is out there trying to flex.
Who is Pretty Ricky?
I don't know who Pretty Ricky is. He's a Twitter account.
No one knows. He's turned into like a meme almost at this point.
But he is like flexing because I told y'all Pittsburgh. Oh, and now he's tweeting. It's our girl Steph, 49er Steph. Pretty Ricky. The Niners would not be getting a first round pick back in this trade. Steph Sanchez with a Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's true or not. But what?
I'm out.
If the Niners don't get a player. Is there any draft competition? What is going to please Niner fans?
Nothing.
Is it just Amari Cooper?
Super Bowl.
Is it Amari Cooper a bust Super if you Bowl. Trade for him?
It's the only thing that's
going to help. It's the only thing that's going
to
help?
Bonte, you've been knocking on the promised land. Like, this is like very equivalent to Moses. You wander around in the desert, and then you get all the way to the promised land, and so you don't get to go in.
Now we're Super Bowl or bust?
You're not even allowed to go in. You just keep knocking on the door. Hey, I brought everyone here. Am I allowed in? No, you're not allowed
in.
Are
we Super Bowl or
I'm
bust
I'm going
now?
Religious here on you. But, like, yes, be the only thing that's going to satisfy this fan base is a Super Bowl win.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's where we're at. Yeah, we're psychologically despondent. Am I wrong?
Welcome to my world, buddy. It's not Super Bowl, try again. It's not, hey, we had a lot of success. Not everybody can win a Super Bowl. It's really hard to win a Super
Bowl. Mahomes is at the Playboy Mansion back in the 90s. He's hanging out in the jacuzzi. What do they call that? Like the
Super Bowl bus. I was told.
And the Niners are stuck at the door.
Because I was told that, hey, man, not only one team's won a Super Bowl. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, it is really, really,
really
hard.
Really, really hard.
It really, really is hard. And it's even harder when you don't have Brandon Ayuk and you don't get compensation that can help you for this current season.
Oh, man. Let's get to the injury report.
God!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.